What if you woke up one morning and found yourself transformed into something monstrous? For Kyle Kingsbury, the handsome, wealthy golden boy of Tuttle School, this nightmare becomes reality after he humiliates the wrong girl at a dance. Kendra, who he dismisses as an ugly witch, turns out to be exactly that, and she curses him with a beastly appearance that matches his cruel heart. The spell comes with a deadline. If Kyle can't find someone to love him despite his frightening exterior within 2 years, he'll remain a beast forever. His image-obsessed father promptly hides him away in a Brooklyn brownstone with only a blind tutor named Will and a housekeeper named Magda for company. Kyle renames himself Adrian, a fitting tribute to his new animal nature, and watches his old life disappear through a magical mirror, his only window to the world that has forgotten him. Meanwhile, Linda Lindy Owens navigates Tuttle School as an outsider, a scholarship student from Brownsville who quotes Pablo Neruda from memory while managing her father's spiraling addiction at home. Since losing her mother to cancer at 7, she's developed remarkable resilience, handling everything from grocery shopping to bill payments while maintaining perfect grades. When her father's drug debts catch up to them, he makes a desperate bargain with a mysterious homeowner, sending Lindy to live in a Brooklyn brownstone to save himself from prison. The arrangement feels like a fairy tale gone wrong, with Lindy essentially traded like a character from centuries past. Yet her new prison contains unexpected comforts, a sun-filled room, a library filled with her favorite books, and fresh roses appearing daily. Most intriguing is the mysterious host who refuses to show his face, at least until a magical crow leads Lindy to glimpse him through a window, confirming her father's wild claims about a beast-like boy. Their first meeting crackles with tension and possibility. Lindy feels fascination rather than fear. Adrian's face has an almost cat-like beauty, just not human. As they talk, they discover they're both 16, both abandoned by parents who couldn't handle their differences. This shared experience creates an immediate bond. "We connected over being motherless, fatherless, both freaks in our own way," Lindy realizes. In the greenhouse filled with roses, they study Shakespeare and solve math problems together. When Adrian confesses to researching poetry to impress her, admitting stupid and ugly is a deadly combination, his vulnerability touches Lindy deeply. Unlike her shallow classmates, Adrian shows genuine intelligence and emotional depth, staying up all night reading Tennyson and weeping over literature. Through books, they build bridges across their differences. As seasons change, their unusual arrangement transforms into something precious. The greenhouse becomes their sanctuary, where Adrian creates magic from ordinary things. When Lindy mentions missing autumn leaves, he gathers thousands after dark and arranges spectacular drifts for her to discover. At Christmas, they decorate a living pine tree, something that wouldn't have to die, Adrian explains while tending its roots. They craft ornaments, including a yellow-haired angel resembling Lindy's mother, while Will and Magda join their unconventional family celebrations. During winter, at a secluded house upstate, they build snowmen and create chains of snow angels across untouched fields. On a frozen lake, Adrian becomes Lindy's patient skating instructor, gently teaching her to release her death grip on railings, a perfect metaphor for their journey toward trust and vulnerability. As New Year's Eve approaches, Lindy realizes she loves Adrian with a depth that makes nothing else matters, not what others think, not normalcy, not conformity, not even being trapped here forever. This revelation marks a turning point in her emotional growth. Unlike her relationship with her father, marked by years of enabling and rescue attempts, her connection with Adrian feels balanced and genuinely transformative. Before she can share these feelings, Adrian presents her with a magical mirror, revealing her father's desperate situation, sick and alone in a doorway. The choice becomes more complex than the original fairy tale scenario. While Belle's father was merely ill, Lindy's represents a contemporary struggle with addiction. Her internal conflict manifests physically, trembling hands, racing heart, the taste of bile in her throat. When she tells Adrian he's just a friend, the words feel like glass in her mouth, his visible flinch revealing their mutual pain. Back in the city, she discovers Adrian's parting gift, an ATM card loaded with funds for rehabilitation and housing. Yet money becomes hollow comfort, leading to Lindy's observation that money fixes many things, except broken hearts. As weeks pass, Lindy watches her father relapse into familiar patterns. The contrast feels suffocating after experiencing an alternative, like watching years of reality TV, then getting a ticket to Broadway. Returning to Adrian, she discovers she can't remember the brownstone's location, its magical protection now working against her. Her search through Brooklyn becomes both physical and spiritual as she checks subway stations, climbs fire escapes for better views, and follows mysterious signs she believes Kendra leaves. The witch's message that you were in the right place but at the wrong time suggests readiness matters as much as location. This search represents her journey toward choosing authentic love over codependency and personal happiness over societal expectations. When she finally finds Adrian in danger, her kiss triggers a magical transformation. Rose petals cascade like pink snow, revealing Kyle Kingsbury. Magic, he explains. A witch put me under a spell. The curse, punishment for his cruelty, could only be broken by genuine love. What elevates this beyond fairy tale is Lindy's subsequent choice. Even after learning his true identity, she continues calling him Adrian. Though he's handsome now, I came to love him as Adrian, so that's what I call him. This choice symbolizes authentic love, cherishing the person who emerged through suffering, not the restored exterior. Their transformation proves reciprocal. Kyle now helps struggling students with physical differences, while Lindy evolves from codependency to establishing healthy boundaries. Despite losing the magic mirror and having no way to check on her father, she's developed strength to accept uncertainty. Sometimes you have to let people go. I'm just glad I have someone to hold on to. In our image-obsessed culture, where social media encourages comparison and superficial judgments, Beastly offers a powerful counter-narrative. Through Adrian's transformation, we see how facades prevent genuine connection. The story shows meaningful relationships flourish through authenticity when we reveal our vulnerabilities and imperfections. Adrian and Lindy's relationship deepens not through grand gestures or physical attraction, but through late-night conversations, shared books, and mutual understanding. Their journey demonstrates that transformation is possible, not just physical, but the more important inner metamorphosis of character and heart. The most beautiful relationships begin when we look beyond initial impressions and reveal our true selves, beastly parts and all. Perhaps we all need moments of being beastly, stripped of social masks, and forced to develop substance beyond surface to discover what truly matters in human connection.